This year is meant to be for the sake of all of Am Yisrael, Bezrat Hashem. You know, when I finished the army, I really have this strong feeling inside of like, but Am Yisrael is still fighting, and I need to do my part to help Am Yisrael. And I'm sure everyone who came to this year feels exactly the same. We just want to do everything we can to help our brothers and sisters. And so I know nothing better than learning a little extra Torah, and that's why I'm trying to put out extra shirim. And thank you to Elliot for the idea of doing practical halacha, hilchas, trumas, and maisvus. It was something I've always wanted to jump deeper into. So that's what we're doing. Bezrat Hashem, again, based on the psak of Rav Eliezer Melamed. And it should be successful, Bezrat Hashem. So let's begin with the following thought. There are four parts of this mitzvah, two trumas and two misers. That's what we got to get down today. Two trumas and two misers. So the Torah tells us in Bamidbar, Yudchet Yudbet, Kol Chelev Yitzar v'Kol Chelev Tirash, V'Dagan Reshetam, Asher Nul Hashem, Lecha Netatim. All of the best of your corn and wine and grape and grain to you, the Kohen, I have given it. So that's called Truma Gedola. If you're writing that down. Truma Gedola, the great Truma, means you have to give, if you're a farmer, you've got to give a certain amount of your agriculture. We'll get later into the details as to what specific agriculture, what type, what fruits and what produce, but you've got to give it to the Kohen. Okay? Now, how much do you have to give to the Kohen, biblically speaking? The answer is one little tomato, one little piece of wheat technically fulfills your mitzvah of Truma Gedola, any amount, okay? But the rabbis said, we're going to give us a shear. And the shear that they decided was between 1/40th and 1/60th, 1/40th being called Ayin Tova, like generous, and 1/60th being Ayin Ra, being cheap. But that is the range. That is the range, okay? Between 1/40th and 60th, between 1.67 and 2.3%. of your field, you're going to give to the Kohen if you're a farmer. Got that? Clear that? The great Truma. Truma is always to the Kohen. Truma Gedola. Second tithe is called Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon. The Torah tells us, Livnei Levi. Hine netati kol Meiser b'Yisrael en achala. To the Levites, I have given all the Meiser, the tithe, one-tenth. As a transaction, because they're doing the holy service in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, they get 10%. Okay, so if you want the big money, you want the big apples and oranges, is it better to be a Levi or is it better to be a Kohen? The answer is, it's better to be
a Levi.
A Levi. A Levi's making 10% of those grapes, whereas your Kohen, he's just raking in 2% at this point. So you might as well become a Levi if you have to choose between the two. Got that? And that's Meiser Rishon, the first and main tithe. Okay? Great. By the way, what was that Avoida of the Levium? What exactly did they have to do in the Beis HaMikdash? What was their main roles as part of the Avodat of the sack of the Beit HaMikdash? Of the Korbanot. What did they have to do? They had to sing.
They would sing.
They would sing. They would sing holy songs. And they would do guard duty. They would do Shmirot over the different Sha'arei Beit HaMikdash. Okay? So as a payment for their holy service, they get 10%. It wasn't only for that. The other rationale why both the Kohanim and Levim are doing their holy work is so that they can be free to inspire spiritually Am Yisrael. Okay? Because they're going to get all this free food, they're not going to have to work as much, and they're going to be able to be part of the people and to spiritually inspire them and teach the Jewish people. More about that later. So that's the Cohen and Levi's general. They were the teachers, the inspired, the spiritual lights for the Jewish people. Okay, that's Meister Rishon. The third category is called Trumas Meister. Trumas Meister is a truma. If it's truma, we already said, who do we give it to? We give it to the... Truma means we give it to the Kohen, right? Truma always means, a truma is for Kohen. Put in your ring. Truma equals Kohen. But who's giving to the Kohen now? The Levi.
The Levi.
The Levi. Okay? So the Meister Levi man is giving, giving to the Kohen. As the Pasuk says, Ve'levim tedaber amart alem, ki tichum et bnei Yisrael tam Meister, when you take your Meister, ashen etat lechem, take a tithe from the tithes. Take a 10% from the 10%. Trumat Hashem la'aron ha-Kohen to the Kohanim. Okay? So from the 10% that the Levi got of them grapes, he's got to give 1% to the Kohen. Okay? So doing the math, the Levi is going to end up with 9%. And the Kohen is going to end up with approximately 3% of those grapes, of that oil. Everybody got that? Still better to be a lead.
Yeah,
question, yeah.
The first Rishon and Trumas.
Meister Sheni, the second tithe. Now the second tithe is divided, it depends on the year, in the Shemitah cycle. Okay? As the Torah tells us. So, for, the best way to remember is Avda, like Odlo Avda Tikvatenu, for the first, Aleph, Bet, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we're going to give this money to, we're not going to give it to anyone, we're going to take our fruits and we're going to come to Yerushalayim. We're going to do Aliyat Regel and we're going to eat our fruits in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, right here by the Kotel. You're going to have your dates. Okay? So that's 1, 2, 4, and 5. And year 3 and 6, we're going to call it Meiser Ani. And as you can probably guess, who do we give those years, who do we give the Meiser to?
Poor people.
The poor people. We give that money to poor people. And in that way, it's amazing. The Torah is kind of saying, going up all the way to Yerushalayim and eating fruits is a very, in the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim is a very, very holy thing. It's going to make you more connected to Yerushalayim. It's going to make Yerushalayim more connected to all of Am Yisrael. It's a gorgeous, beautiful, holy act. But giving money to poor people is also a connecting, holy act. And it's fascinating how the Torah connects those two concepts. That we have this chus to live in Yerushalayim and eat fruits and give money to poor people, even though we're not able necessarily to fulfill all these mitzvahs in their original biblical sense, but we can connect to their energy when we eat fruits and give to poor people in Yerushalayim to this day. And I think that's very, very special. You might ask, why not give to the poor person every year? Well, maybe the poor person would get dependent on the tzedakah, on that extra money if you gave it every year, and this way he'll get a job for himself, and when he gets that extra money in those extra years, he'll be really excited about it. At least that's one theory as to maybe some of the rationale behind the mitzvah, but of course, it's a law of Hashem, so we may never understand it. Okay, so those are the four/4.5 different types of truths and meisers. Yes, question. First of my... what I said before, that the Levi and the Kohen are meant to be the teachers of the Jewish people, says in Devarim Yudzayin Chet and Tet, Ki palem imcha devar l'mishpat, ben dam l'dam and ben din l'dim, when you have a question of judgment, kam talita l'makoma asher yivchar Hashem alakecha, go to the place which God has chosen, uvata l'kohanim, halviim shofet asher be'amim ha'em adorash tadigid lachat bar mishpat. Go to the Kohanim, and they are going to tell you the law. So we see that the Torah specifically connects the Kohanim to be the teachers of the law. Another pasuk says, Yoru mishpatecha li'Yaakov v'toratcha li'Yisrael. So they are going to be the teachers of Israel. But it seems like, interestingly enough, the Levium and the Kohanim had different roles. The Levium, there were more of them, and they were more with the people. So they would maybe mashpia, maybe they were more the teachers of the Jewish people, where the Kohanim were like more the role models, doing their holy spiritual work in the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe in the day-to-day you might not encounter them as much. After all, the Kohen had to keep holy and pure in order to eat his truma in a state of holiness. So he wasn't able to hang out with the regular folk as much, but it seems like there's two different models of Hashpa'a, the Levi model who's immersed with the people, you know, the Rebbe who hangs out with you and plays basketball with you during recess. And then there's the Rosh Yeshiva sitting and learning all day in the Beis Medrash, who just seeing him inspires you. And maybe that's like the Levi Kohen model going on here. Both are extremely important for Am Yisrael. And the Rambam famously writes that every person can join the Levi tribe to be teachers of the Jewish people. Doesn't mean they can eat Truma, but they can join the holy tafkid of teaching the Jewish people. By the way, there is only one way in which you can join into the Kohen team and eat the holy fruits if you weren't born a Kohen. How can we do that? How can we join in and become and eat their holy truma? Well, you guys can't do it, but there some people can do it, and they are called.
You're talking about nowadays, or
you're talking about
the olden
days. Women. Because women could marry a Kohen, and then she is able to eat the Truma. Okay? So that's pretty special. She can become a Kohen, and the women have the holy roll toe, and then she could eat the Truma. Okay? Now there's only one. How do you lose Truma rights? If you are a woman, a girl, and you married an Israelite, a czar, so now you are no longer entitled to eat your truma, because now you're an Israelite and you go after the minhagim of the men. So that must have been rough for those Kohen women. But what can you do? You can't win them all. If they get divorced, though, then she goes back to her previous Kohen state, unless she had a kid. That kid was born, so then she stays with whatever status she married into, even if she's no longer married. Okay? That's a fascinating halacha. One last halacha for today. You're a Kohen. How do you get your fruits? So the way it worked was the Kohanim and Levium would go to the fields, and then in a respectful way, we would deliver the fruits to the Kohen or to the Levi of our choice. Okay, and we literally could choose, oh, I love that Levi guy, he's my man, I'm going to give him my fruits. The Torah tells us this, that you're allowed to choose which Kohen or which Levi you're going to give it to them. If you don't want to deliver to them in the field, you can, if they don't want to pick it up, so then you can deliver it to them, and the Levi and the Kohen has to pay for the money for the delivery boy. But in theory, it would happen in the field in a respectful way, where he gives you that fruits in the fields. Okay? When eating truma, there's a bracha. A lot of people don't know this, that the Kohen would make. Bracha da Hashem l'kenu ma'achalam asher kidishanu v'kdushato shel Aaron v'tivanu lechol b'truma. Just like the Birchas Kohanim bracha, but lechol b'truma, there's a bracha to eat the truma fruits that the Kohen used to be able to say. Okay, and when eating the truma, it had to be eaten in a state of holiness, in a state of kedusha and tara. That means you have to stay away from the things that are going to make you impure, like dead people and etc. maybe next week we'll explain the laws of how to keep pure, and we're going to continue on the laws of Truma and Meiser. Again, this year was meant to be more just of a setup of the background of what it would be like in temple times, the basics of Truma and Meiser. Eventually, Bezrat Hashem, we will get to Halacha L'Maisa nowadays, what do I have to do, you know, with my fruits and vegetables in order to eat them, Truma and Meisa nowadays. But before we can get to the nowadays, it's important to understand the background originally, biblically. Bezrat Hashem. Any questions before we log out for tonight?